You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shalona Acher, Sechar Socher, Shenemar, it's a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo Solin, literally, you should not hold overnight. Pu'ulas Sechar Socher, the wages of a daily worker. Which begs the question, what if somebody is not a daily worker? Meaning, in the Gemara, there are two categories of workers. There is a worker that's a payel, or a sachir, who works for a daily wage, and then there's a kabbalah, someone who goes ahead and works based on a job given him. So, meaning, he's told, for instance, sew a garment, fix this chair. Is there a din of lo solin by a kabbalah?
He doesn't even earn it till the end. The kabbalah earns it.
Let's say the kabbalah earns it at the end. You go to the shoemaker.
Yeah.
And the shoemaker
finishes it.
Right. The shoemaker finishes it.
I thought you were saying every day.
The shoemaker finishes it, and he gives you the shoe, and you don't pay him at that time. Are you over this issur?
You have a geneva. That's what you have.
I don't think you're over Geneva, but we'll see.
What if he doesn't give it to you, but he has it? He calls him and says he has it, and you say, I'll come in 2 days from now.
We'll see. The Chinuch discusses this. Lo solon polos sechar socher itach ad boker. Ad boker is very important. Meaning, if I have a daily worker, I am not allowed to withhold his wages till the morning. V'zeh ha'kosev amru zichronon levracha shemedaber b'schir yom, that it's talking about somebody who works on a daily basis, z'chir yom. V'hiricha ha'torah, and the Torah gave you, elongated the amount of time you have to pay for him. Meaning, if he works for you until 4 o'clock and shkia, like today is 4:30, you don't have this lachatz to pay him by 4:30. The Torah says, if he works for you by day, I have until the next morning. The Torah gives you a little leeway up until the next morning to pay him. V'hiricha ha'Torah, the Torah elongated you a little more time to pay him. Zman piryono kol halayla, the whole evening. Shenemar, it's written ad boker. And conversely, u'bischir laila, we're talking about somebody who works for you at night. He's a night watchman. So when he finishes his job, you don't have to worry and pay him before Amar HaShachar or Nates. The night watchman, you have the whole day to pay him up until Shkia. And because by him it says, Zman Piryoinai, Kol halala, shenemar ad boker, b'schir laila, lamad b'makom acher, shizman periyono, kol hayom, shenemar, b'yomo titein secharei, a night worker, you have the whole day to pay. V'lo savo olav hashemesh. U'per shel zichronam levracha, shizeh hakosav medaber b'schir laila. V'lo shana mishnah, schir yoim, Goyva kol halayla, u'schir layla goyva kol hayom. So that's the lashon.
And if it's not goyva, you're goyva or you're not goyva? He has to be goyva.
What do you mean?
He has to ask for it.
We'll see. Va'af al pi shabo b'mitzvah zu shnei ksuvim, even though there's two separate psukim here, einon ela mitzvah achas. It's still only counted as one mitzvah. Meaning, even though there's a schir yom and a schir laila, we don't count it as two mitzvahs. We count it as one mitzvah of lo solim. But echad ne'amar lahashlim din mitzvah. And the second pasuk is in order to flesh out the nature of the mitzvah and give you all the details. Mm-hmm. One by a schir yom, one by a schir laila, mm-hmm. But it's only one mitzvah. V'echad ne'amar lahashlim din mitzvah. Ve'en la'on limnos ma'ashe yavoy b'torah l'hashlam din ha'mitzvah mitzvah bifnei asma. Okay. So let's look at the first ice in the Minchas Chinuch. Shlo nechar sechar socher midine ha-mitzvah. Keinu b'shas b'mitzia kufyur amit beiz. This is in the, not the last perek, but I think the ninth perek of b'mitzia. Kuf gimel amit alef rabban perek aleph, perek yud aleph, mischiris. Ubator v'shulchan aruch hashemesh v'tzimen shin lamites. Ubashulchan aruch sham, sif aleph, huva das.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yad Ramah, the Al Sachar Karka, ain't no either. Now I'll explain that in a minute. For Isiba Smag Lahedja Belavin, Shakos of the Af Al Sachar Karka, either. The Havi Tyras Kainim, Vahuba Tyras Kainim, Parshas Kedushin, Parshas of Beis. Piska Tess. So it's interesting. The Torah's Kainim says you should know that the Isser of Lo Solon is not just if a person works for you, but the Isser is if a person rents anything out to you. If a person rents out his behemoth to you, if a person rents out his kalim to you, there's an Isser Lo Solon Al Kol Dover. The Isser Lo Solon is not just for a person's wages and his own personal physical work. But there's an Isser Lo Solon Al Kol Dover, Al Behemtai, Al Kalim, and Taras Kainim even includes Al Karka. So the Taras Kainim says Beferish that Bal Tolin is not limited to just a person's labor, but includes his Behema and includes his Kalim. For some reason, the Yad Ramah that's brought in Shulchan Aruch says it does not include if he rents out his karka. Which would be interesting. Is there a din bal tolin? Now, if this is good for you, Tzvi, landlord's rights.
Right.
Is there a din of bal tolin to a landlord? So for some reason, the Yad Ramah says if a person rents out his karka, there is no bal tolin. And the Smag brings that Torah's Kainim that says Bal Tolin Al Kol Dover, where the Torah's Kainim says Beferish, not only if a person rents himself out, but if a person rents out his Behema, his Kalim, and his Karka, all of those have Bal Tolin. So I'm not sure the exact get there, but the Torah's Kainim seems to indicate that if a person rents out his karka, and I don't know why a landlord would be excluded, that there seems to be...
It's usually not on a daily basis. So are we, what is this thing that has to be every day? What is this? What are we talking about? If I rent something for a week, then you're talking about paying after the week is over? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Because rentals are not usually done, but sometimes they're done on a daily basis. Right, well. And work is also not always done on a... daily basis.
So you can make those comments.
What?
You can make those conditions. You're not even
refusing. You can make your condition that you're working for a week.
Can do that.
Yes, you know, you get your salary.
We're talking about if not. We're talking in case of not. Is Ramah just excluding Karka, but he would agree to the Smag and other things, like the Talpulin?
I don't know. He just says Karka.
Yeah, it seems that's only a Karka. He wouldn't say Karka otherwise. He would just say Skiris.
Right. The Alskar Karka ain't either.
Yeah.
But the Smag brings the Taras Kainim, which says Behema, Kalim, and Karka, because it's Darish, Tolin, Kol Dover, Lo Solin, Kol Dover. Vuba Taras Kainim, the Af Al Schar Karka Ivrin, Me Limud Hanik. Which is interesting. Then it would turn out that you have Bal Tolin for landlords, correct?
Right.
Vitema. Ech yachlok haramah al b'rais of the Torah's Kainim. How could the Ramah maintain this opinion? It's against the Beferish Sifra. Im ein b'shas dilon, because there's nothing in our Gemara, mufurash lehefech. Vayeng tzois ha-choshen, shom sifkot nalef. There's a tzois ha-choshen going on that Yad Ramah. Shekosov, the bias. What about a house? The Hainu Tolush Lasof Mechuba. that's talush losof mechuber, meaning it's made out of bricks that are talush that are then attached to the ground. So it's an interesting question in the halacha.
Prefab.
It's an interesting question in halacha. What is the status of a house?
Every house is built that way.
Right. What is the status of a house? Is a house considered to be mechuber or not? Because it's talush losof chibru. So in Shulchan Aruch, in the dinim of shvuas, do you take a shvua on a house? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin earlier, I think it's Simon Kofay.
That's karka.
That it is not karka.
Not karka. Wow.
But here, so he says, I think that's a question, some sifkat na'alof, that according to the Yad Ramah Shita, that there is no... Sorry, Paskins, it is karka earlier. Megabe Shvuah.
Well, we talk about karka and an exelus. We're talking about a house is also included there, no?
Yeah.
And an exelus. So this is more like karka and an exelus. I'm thinking that maybe it's somehow connected a little bit to that.
So let's see. Vayayin ktosachayshin shom sifkat na'alof concerning the sheet of the Ramah. Shekos of the bias. Dayatolish losof chibru. That when it comes to this halacha of Baal Tolin, we are going to be machmir. And by Baal, even though in other circumstances it's considered to be what? Karka, Lagabe, maybe Shvuah, or other halachas. Lagabe, Baal Tolin, even the Yad Ramah would be machmir. Now this brings us into an interesting question. What is the status of this lav of Baal Tolin? Now, this Baal Tolin seems to fall under the category of other lavin, like Ribbis and Ono. For instance, if you have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel by Ribbis Ono, how would you paskin? Would you say by Ribbis and Ono, the halacha is like Rav, because halacha ke Rav be Isurei? Or by Ribbis and Ono, would you say the halacha is like Shmuel, because halacha is like Shmuel by Dinim? So you have a major machlokes Rishonim, how you paskin like by Ono? Is Ono treated like Yisurei and you paskin like Rav when you have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Or is Ono like Dine and you paskin like Shmuel? So here also it seems you have that interesting question. Is Pulas Sechar Socher treated like Yisurin or like Dine? So it seems that's what the Ketzais is pointing out. Even though concerning other halachas, Tolosh Losof Chibru, I would say I treat it like Karka, and for instance, there might not be a Shvuah on it. When I'm dealing with Sechar Socher about Tolin, I treat it as Yisurin, and I would say I treat it like Metal Tolin. And the Isser of Baal Tolin would apply. Because the Ketzai says, even though I might hold earlier, what's the base? There's a base here, a footnote?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Right, so the Ketzai seems to say, even though earlier, what simon is it earlier? Tzadihei, I think?
Yeah.
Even though earlier in Sadihei we paskin that Tolosh Losob Chibru has a din of what? Has a din of Karka, Lagabe Shvuah. Over here I would say Tolosh Losob Chibru has a din of what? Matal Tolin. Why? Because I view Baal Tolin more as Isser than Mammon, and I'd be Machmer, and I'd say there's an Isser Baal Tolin, and I have to view it as Metaltolin and not as Karka. So here we see the first instance of viewing Baal Tolin more as Isser than viewing Baal Tolin more as Mammon. And actually, in the next ice, we'll see this issue of how you paskin. You paskin like Rav and Shmuel, which we'll get to in a minute.
And the reason for that, the reason why it's not Mammon, it seems like Mammon, is because I think he says it's Kilo, you took his Nefesh. He brings down on the bottom of I mean, on the surface, it looks like mammon, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
Gneva looks like, also looked like mammon. It's not, right? It's Yisur. Gneva is Yisur. Yeah. How do you categorize
it? Now, the classical example is ribbis, correct? Mm-hmm.
But the Gemara always attaches ribbis to Gneva.
Ribbis is in Yoridea.
The Gemara calls it Gneva, ribbis, because Gemara says, why do I need three Yisurim? One of those is ribbis, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, you have a Gneva, you have a ribbis, it's all one Yisur.
In the beginning of Eretz Neshach. Yeah. The Gemara, the problem with ribbis is that you need ribbis because even if the loiva agrees, it's still us. That's the chiddush of ribbis. That's really what shows you ribbis is Yisurin.
Everybody, the Adam, the slave, everybody.
What?
Everybody's
So let's continue back in the chinuch a little. The Indian mitzvah zoo. Shalona acher le sacher peryono aval nifreu toksman kotsev. I must pay him within that allotted time, as we said. Vizehu yisod hamitzvah. Ve'im shne halavim elo haniskarim ba. Yodanu zman hapirohon bischirin. Ben sechir yom ben sechir laila. Masaihu. Vizochar zeha ikar b'chol hamitzvahs. Ikar gadol hu. So I'm not sure what ikar gadol he's referring to. That it's all one mitzvah? Maybe. Ki ikar gadol hu. The cheshbon mitzvah. Yeah. That even though it lists two mitzvahs, even though it's listed twice, for a schir yom and a schir lail, it's one mitzvah. V'wa ikar. And this ikar, that even though there's a schir yom listed in Torah and a schir lail, it's considered to be one mitzvah. This is an ikar. That it's only in the cheshbon mitzvahs one. Who ikar sheiskimo love shnei amudei olam, harambam zichrono levracha v'haramban zichrono levracha. Mishar sheha mitzvah lefi shehashem baruch hu chafetz b'kiyum ha'adam asher bara. Hashem wants people to be able to make a living and to live, a living wage, as all the socialists say in our day and age, right? V'yadua, and everyone knows, ki be'ichor hamazonais yavad haguf. If a guy doesn't get paid and he's got to wait, he's going to go ahead and disintegrate. V'al kein tzivanu adam, al kein tzivanu lose sechar socher, ki elav hu nose es nafshai, v'his parnes bo. V'fi anira al kein Som gvul zmano yom echad v'lo yoyser. Kiderach b'nei adam l'his anos yom echad l'famim. V'feiro shodiyah kosuv tam hadover. Ba'amru ve'elov hu nose yes nafsho. V'af al pi shodoshu bo zichron v'racha inyan acher. Ba'elov hu nose yes nafsho. Nevertheless, Pashti Dekor, the simple meaning is that his life is dependent on receiving his wage from his employer. Parshei Dekra Kamosha Kasavnu Mashma. Midine HaMitzvah. Now we'll go back to the halachas. Masha Amr Zichron Levracha. She'echad Sechara Adam V'Habahema V'Akeim. See? That's the Torah's Kohen that I mentioned. Whether you are renting yourself out or your Behema or your Kalim. Yesh b'hem mishum b'yomo titen zecharei u'mishum b'al tolin v'chein mashu peshu zecharon levracha she'sechir sha'ois shel yoim. In other words, the guy is renting himself out not for the whole day but for a number of hours. Goyvek kol hayom, meaning his gviya is what? Is the whole day, right?
Not the night.
Yotza belaila, goyve secharei kol halaila. V'din nasan talisa l'umat. This is the case we mentioned. What about a kabbalah? And if you give your talis or your shoe to the shoemaker, what's the halacha? Gomra Vahodio, as long as he's holding it and working on it, there's no issue of payment. But if he finishes and says, come pick it up, Shakal's man shatalos biyad uman eino aver. Nasnalo, but the minute the guy is finished with it and gives it to you, velo paru biyom shenasnalo, if he hasn't paid it to him the day that he gives it to him, aver. Now, does that mean he does not have the night, like a schir yom? It's unclear to me. He should have the light night like the schir yom, right?
Well, let's go back to we skipped one in one time.
We did?
Yeah. Schir chodesh, schir shabbos, schir shana.
Right, schir shavua.
Yeah, so...
Yotze b'yom, goy v'schor kol hayom.
Okay, so what does that mean? That means that if somebody hired himself out for a longer period of time, month, a week,
you are
a year,
listening to benstorah.com.
Yotze b'yom, and he finishes during the day.
So Kozman, that he's in his time period, there's no... Zichah doesn't have to pay. And then as soon as he's done, if he's done in the daytime, he's gova kol hayom. If he's done at night, he's gova at night.
Correct.
Okay, so now we're getting to now when you pick your stuff up from the cleaners, if you pick it up in the day, you gotta pay in the day. If you pick it up at the night, you gotta pay that.
So
night.
You don't have the whole night, like a schir.
It's not like a schir for the entire day or a schir for the entire night. It's like a schir shal. So I would.
So you're talking about a cleaner? Cleaner is a kablan.
So it looks like a kablan's more machmir, right?
Yeah. But anything other than a schir yom is chalayla.
Right.
So yom is chalayla, you get the next time period.
Right.
Right? Presumably, I guess, because the schir was the whole time period.
Reading, right?
There was no time to pay, so you get the next time period.
Where was this story about the Kabbalah? Where is that?
Medinei HaMitzvah. You have that? At the end of Medinei HaMitzvah.
Mashamar Shukram Lebrach?
That's it? Yeah, the end of that paragraph, actually.
The end of that paragraph. Didn't I send Talusa Luman?
Yeah.
Kablon is Kaskiris. That is the same halacha as Kaskiris. It's not more Mach. It's the same halacha.
And why is it? Shekov man shatat biyad u'mein oiver. Nas no lai v'lo paro biyom. Biyom, you don't have the night, do you?
No, yeah, we gave it to him the day.
He doesn't have a din of a schir yom. He has a din of a...
So therefore, if he gave it to him at 3 p.m., he must pay him
that day.
He doesn't have the whole night, correct?
No, right.
So it's more machmir than schir yom.
If he finishes his work in the middle of the day, you have to pay him by the end of the day.
That's right.
The schir yom. So it's exactly the same. Same thing.
Yeah, but by definition,
schir
yom can't be finished at 3 p.m. in the middle of the day. That's the meaning of schir yom. He works the whole day.
So essentially, he's finished when it comes nighttime. So you have the whole night to pay.
Right. But that's when it's a month, somehow we say that the time period in the month was over at 4 p.m.
Right. Why shouldn't Schir Shavua be like Schir Yom? You work a whole week. When the week's over at Shkia, you should have that night, but you don't have that night.
Well, it's Yotze Bayom.
Yotze Bayom, the time period is
ends
finished
in the
during
day,
the day.
Finishes during the day.
That's
the halach of Yotze Bayom, Gova Bayom.
Right.
Yotze Balayla, Gova Tzchoro.
If you finish at 4 o'clock, it's 4:05. You have 5 minutes to pay him? That's
it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
No, you got to be ready. No, you have to be ready to pay him.
Yeah.
That's what it seems. You have to be ready to pay him, correct?
On his way home.
Yeah, that's exactly.
On his way out.
I mean, you
can pay him on his way out.
He's
going home.
You
got to pay him.
Let me ask you something. If the person works for that week, he expects a check on the...
He's allowed to waive it? He's allowed to waive it in these cases?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think he's allowed to waive it.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Allowed to waive it.
How do you know that?
Because people do it all the time.
How do you know that?
Maybe the pasuk somewhere? First of all, it says that you have to be goyve. Doesn't he say you have to be goyve?
Okay, we'll see.
You require...
Goyve kalayah. He keeps using the term goyve kalayah.
I agree.
Just ask her, I think.
He has to be tovea.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Shekhov's mantra. Let's finish this paragraph. Then let's Shekhov's man, Shahatalis Beyad Umman Aino Aver. Go velo velo paro beyom shenosno lo aver. Shakabor's kischiris, correct? Meaning that a kablan has a din of schiris of Baal Tov.
Once he does the job and he submits it.
Kane Pershu Zichronim Levracha. So let's take a look at Ice Bays. This question of Schir Shaz is a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Kein Pasuk Gam HaRambam Kan Halacha Yud Beis. The Plukta Shom, it's actually a Machlokas in the Gemara Kufi Alpha Min Alpha. Rav or Shmuel. Now we come to this issue. You Pasuk like Rav or Shmuel in these dinim. Pasuk HaRambam Ki Rav, which is interesting, right?
Right, yeah.
Even though you might think it's Dine, he passes like Rav.
Yes, because we concluded that it's not Dine.
Okay, so it appears that way. Vasma kam pasuk tishmuel.
Oh.
Dischir sha'ois delaila goiva kol halaila vechol hayom. Vayen berishonim ubashach choshim mishpat simen pei tesif katan ches. Mashakosav HaRav HaMachaber Din HaShaliach Ayem BaRambam Kan Halacha Dalid VeShulchan Aruch Sham. Okay, let's finish the Chinuch here and then we'll finish the Mechos Chinuch on this page.
So the smart holds that this is Mamonos.
It's interesting. He passed him like Shmuel. That's an interesting question. Interesting, yeah. I know Rav Guzman has a piece in his Sefer on Onah that in one place the Rosh Paskins like Rav, another place he Paskins like Shmuel by Onah. So he has a long Arichus there. And sometimes Onah is treated like Mammon, sometimes it's treated like Yisurin. It's an interesting question.
The Nafkamina is a big Nafkamina by Sfekus, if there's any Suffolk. So by Mamonos it's so much of a variety, and by Easter it's not.
Yeah, very well.
It's a big issue, yeah. Okay, so let's finish in the last two paragraphs in the Chinuch.
That's all you can think about.
V'din shaliach. Now this is a very esoteric din. A guy says, I'm not going to the Dowdy Deli.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to send my foreman to the Dowdy Deli. And he sends his foreman to the Dowdy Deli. Now, it's very important how the foreman formulates his understanding with the workers. Does the foreman could say one or two things. Scharchem alai. I am willing to give you $5 an hour. Or he can say, my boss is willing to give you $5 an hour. Based on how he formulates his offer to the workers determines who's Oiver Baltolin. The Din Shliach, the foreman who goes on behalf of the Balabais, Shesachar Parlin, Mi Oiver Mishum Baltolin, who O Balabais, is dependent on how he formulates the offer. Shehakol holech lefi haloshin she'amar lepoilin. Uma she'amru she'ein ha'soicher oiver. Okay, that's one question. Next question is, uma she'amru she'ein ha'soicher, that the Baal HaBayis is an oiver, ela bizman she'tovu ha'soicher, v'lo nosimah. You need the worker to be Taveya. Avalim lo tavu eino oiver. So I'm not sure what this next word here seems out of place.
Tosefus.
I don't know. Take a look at the Ches. What does the Ches say?
U Tosefus Hamatik.
The word Tosefus is a Tosefus?
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Avalim lo tavu eino oiver. I'm not sure what Tosefus means. Oshe tavo. Or he's taveya him. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Velo hayalo. Mayiten lo. Similarly, let's say the guy's taveya him and the guy doesn't have the money.
Gosh.
Eino oiver. He's not oiver.
Wow.
Adkan.
that undoes the whole thing.
No, no. It's not what he says, it's what the Rambam says. He goes, I know what you got.
Fine. No, it means I don't have it on it me. Also. It does mean I don't have it on me, or it means I don't have it.
You don't know what it means. I don't have it.
I don't have it.
You have to go get it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the famous Gemara, right? The Gemara where the guy worked for a whole year, and then he came and the Baal Bai said, I don't have anything. And he went home without anything for Yom Tov, and then he came back.
Yeah, he was Magdish, he was this, he was that.
Exactly.
Didn't have
thing. Who was that with? Was
Rikiva? Yeah, sometimes it was Rikiva.
Then he was Al Kashkos.
Al Kashkos. Yeah, but he Taka didn't have it. The Balabot didn't have it. Rikiva was the word.
Nobody said there that he was over on
Balabot. Because he Taka didn't have it.
Why did he hire him if he didn't have it?
Didn't have.
Put money away if you're hiring somebody.
That's true.
They have the money, they spend it.
Take a look at the ice test over there.
They buy a color television.
He doesn't have it, plus what? Take a look. See what it says, oh, it's Tess over there? Not only doesn't he have it, but he can't borrow it. Yeah. Man, there's a chiv on him to borrow it.
Now, here you and I could talk, to borrow it for interest or borrow it for free.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a gemach that wants to lend him $250,000. He doesn't have, you know, have 25 cosigners for 10. He can't.
No, it's he. It seems from that footnote, right?
He's bankrupt.
That he has a chiyuv to borrow it, correct?
Yes, it does, and that makes more sense to tell you the truth.
The case when you make a shliach, if he says
he has assets,
I'll buy a box, then nobody's
so can borrow it against his assets, right?
I don't know.
I forgot the exact formulation. I think the footnote says the formulation, right?
Yeah. So
I would argue.
The shliach says chorkam al ba'al ba'is. If he says the formulation, then nobody's over about Tom. If he says that I'll pay you, then he's over and not the.
Right, not okay.
I just want to make that clear. He says Chokhmah Rabbah, nobody's over.
He says the Baal Bais will pay?
Right.
And he was a shliach of the Baal Bais?
Right, then nobody's over.
How is that possible?
But
he's a shliach.
I don't
understand that. But he's a shliach.
Since the workers didn't see the Baal Bais, they only saw the foreman. They don't know the Baal Bais, but some who died from Shriya for the Yoma, they have no smith of task that they'll actually
be because
it,
but if he had
you
proof of
say
it,
the test is written.
If had it in writing.
Everyone thought that Mashiach was over. The Baal Bais. Nobody's over. Actually, the Sifri HaDrush say actually that they have a kasha. How could it be Schar Mitzvah B'chai Al Molech? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu over the Sifri? The Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. So the answer based on this, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a shliach. And when you give it to a shliach,
Anoichi Hashem, he gave.
People didn't see Hashem.
Part of it we did see. This is Drush.
There's still Schar Mitzvah B'chai Al Molech.
This is Drush.
This is Drush, but it's a very famous Sefer Drush. As to because the Gemara said the Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. So how can it be Schar Mitzvah B'chai Al Molech? You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you mitzvahs, let's give you Schar Mitzvah.
Beautiful.
They say because it's Lom B'shlichus. It's a lot of,
Now you feel better?
I can't wait. But certain mitzvahs you do get.
The basic
answer to all of it is bechira. There would be no bechira. The fundamental thing of Judaism is bechira, and anything that would take away bechira It doesn't exist in Judaism.
Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. Masha Omer Zechonon Bracha Shah Mishkaya Sechar Sochir Ad Acher Zmanai. A guy goes ahead and he keeps the money and he doesn't pay it. And he keeps it beyond the time period allotted to him. Afal pi shekfar over ba'asei velo sa'asei, correct?
Yeah.
Chayiv li ten lo miyad sheyadvuhu. V'chol zman sheyishah helo peryoinai, afilu achar hazman over owed alav shel divrehem. So what does that mean? He's now over an Issur d'Rabbanan?
Is over the Rabbanan, but not the right side.
Zichrono l'vracha. V'samchu l'zeh mikra shekosuv al tomar l'reacha lech v'shov. Okay. So meaning, even though you've been over the Zman and you're over the Lav.
Every second you're over again.
You're over a Lav mid the Rabbanan. Now why aren't you continuously now over the Lav d'Oraisa? Okay, so let's look at the Minchas Chinuch Yergimel. Afilo Acher Zman, Hainu Rak Lav Hazem Midivri Kabbalah. Ava Abal Tolin Eina Oiver, Ela Boike Rishon. In other words, you're over Bal Tolin that first morning. Ayeng B'Shasham Kuf Yoram Ebeis. Vayeng Ba'Sefa Zekenim, which is the Shittim Ugebet Hashem. Shemevi Shittos Tadavcha Sechir Yom. Shagova Kol Halayla. Ubabiker over a baltolin ain't no rock babiker rishon. The ad biker. Yeserahu. Right? Ad biker's extra. Therefore, it comes to say you're over baltolin in the morning. Period. No longer. Ayim bashas aval sechir laila. Right? Where he works the whole night and you have the whole day until shkia. Dover alav lo sova lav hashemesh, oiver b'chol yon.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Right, vayein sham.
Doesn't make any sense.
Vayein sham shaharan cholek al zeh.
Thank God for that.
The shum lav ina oiver l'achar zeh. V'divrei haran uvo sham b'nemuke Yosef. Very good. Okay. So what do you think? Is it more mistaber like the Ran that you're done and you're not over anymore? Or is it more mistaber that you're over the Lav and the Lav continuously you're over? What do you think?
No, everybody holds it's that
it should be the same by the end of the
month. That's right.
Okay, and what's more mistaber when it's the same?
Landlord or a tenant.
And what's more mistaber if it's the same? That you should continuously be over or it's you're done and that's it?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.